Hey everyone, you're here for another date podcast. We're here to talk about mobile apps, Tinder, Bumble, anything, you name it. It doesn't matter. I'm here with
Fun.
The lovely Emma.
Hi everyone.
And Janan.
Hello.
And it's kind of gloomy outside, right guys? It's raining. It's just yuck.
Yeah, I'm ready for the rain to be over.
Yeah. So guys, I don't know, or gals, I don't know if you guys know where we're from. We're from Texas, Dallas, Texas.
Yay.
And well, I live in Arlington. Oh. Let's get that clear. I am not part of Dallas.
It's still home of the Dallas Cowboys, so it's still Dallas related.
I don't know. That's fine.
It's true.
I feel like that's in Oklahoma. Is that that far?
Too far, though.
That's a 40-minute drive.
A little far.
Yeah. So the weather's been okay. It's been kind of crazy, but rainy weather's good for dating,
I think. Right? You want to be inside, cozy.
Cuddle weather, guys. Cuddle weather.
Yeah.
So, but there's a lot of things going on. There's, I think, sports. It's a good sports date. You can take someone on a hockey game.
I love sports.
Is it good if the other person, aka me, doesn't understand the sport that I'm watching?
It's okay. But you're going just because the person that you like likes the sport.
For sure.
I think that's commendable.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah.
As long as they can watch a soccer game with me.
You like sports.
I do like the soccer.
Well, I think it goes both ways. So scratch my back. I scratch your back.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So today we're looking at this article and it talks about dating terms.
Oh, yeah.
And it's written by this person, lady, called Lindsay Dogson from the Business Insider. And it says, you've heard of ghosting. Here are the 11 modern dating terms you'll probably start hearing everywhere.
Yeah.
11.
Ooh. Ghosting. I think that we've all done a little ghosting of our own at some point in time.
Yes.
Wait, what does that mean? What is that?
When you are texting someone and you're hanging out with him quite possibly, and then all of a sudden you don't reply back or you don't initiate a text, and they will text you and you don't do anything about it.
You just vanish.
You just become a ghost. Woo.
That's so what I do in those situations. If it's been like a week or two, I'll say, hey Casper, where have you been?
Do you really?
And they'll reply with ha 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 ha, you're so funny, and then they ghost again. So ghosting, it there's some psychological aspect to it too, right? Because I think we all want to say, hey, it's not working out, but
I think that sometimes ghosting is helpful, especially when you've had the conversation with someone and you say like, hey, this isn't really working out for me, and the other person is still pursuing, and you've set your boundaries and you put limits. And the other person's still like, no, I still want to be with you, or I still want to hang out with you. And so I think that sometimes ghosting can be a protective self mechanism. Like, you're just protecting yourself from this person that you've already told, I don't want to date you. And they still keep pursuing.
But I think ghosting is you just disappear.
Yeah. But, I think that ghosting is like you're dating somebody and you're talking to them and then you just stop. I don't think it's you know,
you've had that conversation with them.
I don't want to date you anymore. And then the other person's like a bugaboo.
That's like stalkerish right there. If they keep going. Right. Yeah. I think that.
So you're just like standing your ground at that point. But ghosting is like legit rude and cowardly and horrible. But I've done it so many times.
Like I said, I think we've all done it and it's perfectly okay.
So why, Janan? What's your theory?
Oh, well, I'm just a punk sometimes, you know? Gosh. I just punk out and I'm just like, I just don't, I can't with this person. And I don't necessarily know how to just say, I don't want to. Because I'm nice. I'm covertly nice, I guess. But, you know.
Yeah.
It's sometimes it's just too hard because people are just fragile. So it's easier just to say
nothing. I think what you can do is you can have a formulate some sort of three sentence thing you always use. Like it's like a stamp.
Do you have a stamp?
It's not you, it's me. But then that's a lie, right? Sometimes it's like it's you, it's not me.
Well, I think a better way to say that is just I don't think this is working out, period.
Right, which is the truth.
I'm sorry, and then that's...
Yeah, but it's just easier to ghost, right? It's just
easier. It is. Unless you get the person that resurfaces again.
Oh, what later. Is that? What is that one?
Apparently, it's called zombieing. So if you've been ghosted, the culprit may resurface one day. So then they act like nothing has happened.
So it's like if I ghost somebody, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh,
I'm bored,
and so I just like, hey.
Yep.
It's like 10:30, and she's had a couple of wine, like bottles of wine.
Her sparkling.
a couple of bottles of my sparkling juice.
She has a sugar rush. She can't even move. Or she's moving too fast.
I got so much energy, all the sugar.
She goes on 10 dates in one night with all the guys she ghosted. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And then they start, you know, you may like start liking your post or find you on Facebook and then try to be your friend again or get back and to your social circle.
Have you heard the term deep like?
No.
No, what?
It's when someone's stalking your Facebook and they go through all your photos and it's like a photo from 2016 and they accidentally like it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then they unlike it, but it still shows up on
still
your profile.
Shows
it
up.
Does still show up. Facebook needs to like
they need
work
to fix
on
that.
So does Instagram, because if that happens accidentally, I don't want to know that the person did it or that I did it.
Yeah. But that's you know, zombieing is the first, that's the first time I've heard this one before, zombie.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't heard zombieing before.
The other one that I really liked is cuffing season. It's the first time that I've heard of this too. Have you all heard of that?
I haven't heard of the term, but I've heard of like the, what it is. I know what it is.
What it's is just, it, Janon?
Well, this is like a period of time where, like when it's cold, you know, when it's cold outside and you just,
is it before the holidays or is it just when it gets cold?
Well, it's like autumn.
Okay.
It's like autumn.
I want to go apple picking together.
Winter.
Yeah.
The leaves are changing. You're feeling some type of way, you know?
And you're just starting to feel a little sad that
you're like,
days are getting shorter.
Days are getting shorter.
Yeah.
The winter solstice is happening.
I know. You get your seasonal depression.
Yeah.
It happens. It's real.
Sad.
It's
you get
real.
Sad. And you're just like, I need a boyfriend. I need a cuddle buddy, right?
That happens.
Yeah.
And the cold weather is great for that.
Yeah.
You can cuddle. You can light the fire and then light the fire, you know, good stuff like that.
That's when Netflix and chill comes in, right?
Yeah, that's true, except that I hate dating. I will get off apps right before the holidays and right before Valentine's Day. I refuse to be on dating websites around that time.
Why?
Because people get desperate and I don't want to be a last recourse. If you're gonna date me because
you're gonna
you
be a rebound you're a rebound and you're a, you know, sloppy seconds. I don't know.
I feel like cuffing season, I think the reason why you like this, Emma, is because it sounds British. To me, it reminds me of
cuffing season.
Would you like to cuff? Are you saying that I like it for that
that's
reason?
That's why you like it. Darling, like would you like to cuff with me, darling?
If we'd like to go hunting with someone, can someone take me hunting?
Is that British?
That's
it's
not
probably
British.
British.
No,
it's
she
British.
Likes Irish.
Oh,
I like Irish and Scottish.
Yeah.
But I also like the English. So putting it out there.
So there you go. That's why you like cuffing, because it's English.
Oh, man, I proved y'all right.
So there are a lot of other terms in this article. Really well-written article. We've heard of the catfishing, breadcrumbing.
Oh, yes.
Which is, in my opinion, this I don't know if it's the same definition here, but breadcrumbing is just giving somebody enough and keeping them on the hook. That's what I've heard, or that's what I think it is. Yeah, it says here.
That's what it seems like, yeah.
You have no intention of being tied down to a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Just stringing people along, right?
Yeah. So I
does
think
it make someone more appealing if they're breadcrumbing you?
Well, I will say that a guy said that my mysteriousness, which was kind of like just breadcrumbing, you know, was very appealing.
Huh.
And so I just kept doing it because I was like, well, I mean, you know, if I can just, you know, be mysterious and breadcrumb and keep you at a distance and he likes it, it's like a symbiotic relationship, right?
Hmm.
So yeah. It actually works.
Well, we're pursuing you. You know, we're like, why doesn't she want to talk to me? Why didn't she respond to me?
Right.
And then what happens when you get her or you get the person?
Then there's a thing called catch and release. It's also in this article. Great segue. And this is favored by people who love the thrill of the chase. I think.
Like men. Right?
Yeah. I feel like, correct us if we're wrong, Zorig, or correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like men like to pursue women that they cannot get. And so you're going to be more attracted to someone that's going to be kind of giving this mysterious air versus someone that is actually going to respond to you and reciprocate in the conversation.
I agree. Uh-huh. I think men want what they can't have. Mm-hmm. The more we can't have you, the more it's a push and pull type.
Which is really frustrating.
Why?
Because it's one of those things, like if you're like, let's say if I'm really attracted to a guy, then I'm going to, like, I don't want to do a catch and release. Like, if you really like me, like,
catch
me.
Just catch me and don't release me.
Exactly. Keep me.
So the definition here says when you finally agree to the date, they immediately lose interest and seek out their next target.
Which is such a tease.
That is, but I think we go on dates. I think most men go on dates.
Okay.
They're not just gonna wait for someone to say, yeah, let's go, and then not go. I don't. Maybe that's just the way their perspective on this this term.
I mean, women probably are doing this too, and maybe they're the ones that are canceling plans or dates after a guy says yes to them. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, is it like just the thrill of the hunt? And then, you know, it's like I've caught it. And then that's kind of it. Like there's really nothing much else. I mean, mm-hmm. if you just like the thrill of the hunt, then, you know, what is it? What's next?
Yeah, I think it's like when we went to the moon. You know how we put our flag down? Mm-hmm. And there's nothing else we did. We just went to the moon.
There's nothing else.
Then what?
And then we conquered the moon.
Yeah. We won.
So does that? So then to me, that just shows that you're not really attracted to the person, that you're just more attracted to the... whatever you're pretending you have. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it just makes me feel like you're not, like, the person wasn't even worth it in the first place.
So for,
like, the person that they were trying to,
like,
pursue
both. Yeah, like both. I think that it was pointless. Then why are you wasting time? Why are you wasting my time if you're doing that?
Well, yeah, wasting your time, but they're just getting their fill with, you know, like, just like the pursuit.
Boo.
It's a high, but as professionals,
go running.
That's not a high. That's kind of boring. But as professionals, what would you guys recommend for someone who likes to catch and release? Or
I don't know, because I'm working through that. Remember, like, I'm really good about other people. I'm not good with myself.
Do as I say, not as I do, right?
Exactly. I need the help, too. Yeah.
Help me.
But I also think, when you find that person, I think you're not going to release that person, I believe.
Yeah. Where is he?
And I think that a person that likes catch and release may get caught up, right? Mm-hmm. And then, I know, right? Catch go. And so, you know, it's like, I caught you, but then it's like, oh no, I really like you. And now I'm going to stay. And then, you know, it just gets caught. Look at that.
So this was a great article, everyone. It's in the Business Insider. Check it out. There's 11 things that it talks about, but very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Hi everyone. This is Emma. I've recently found a dating app I've enjoyed using, Bopsy. Simply, it's video speed dating. Bopsy gives me the ability to meet 6 guys through live video. At the end of each session, I pick either C for like or Bop for dislike. When we both like each other, we continue the connection over chat messaging. Check it out today at bopsy.com. All right, so did y'all hear about the Bumble and Tinder legal battles that are happening?
I think I've seen a little bit. I've seen headlines,
yeah,
but
just bits and pieces.
So, I don't know if y'all knew, but Match bought Tinder. So, they were also trying to buy Bumble. And then Bumble said, no, thank you. And a little history on Bumble. Bumble was created by 2 employees who worked in Tinder and then left and created Bumble as the way for women to feel safe while dating. So that's why the difference between Bumble and Tinder is that on Bumble, women have the power to message first and men have to answer back. So if, like, let's say Zorik and I match, I have to send a message to Zorik and then he has to respond. And we both have, I think, 24 hours. So that's one of the differences in Bumble. Mm-hmm. Tinder, anyone can message each other. Mm-hmm. But now Match is suing Bumble because it's saying that it's infringing on two of its patents, which is on the suit it says it's the Tinder's swipe to connect feature. Zorik, do you know anything about that?
No, but they probably filed something about, there's different patents you can follow.
Yes, right? And I know that mm-hmm. one of them was also how the apps are
similar in functionality, yes. like yeah. they look the same. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that from a business perspective that, honestly, guys, I think it's personal.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Because the girl who created Bumble was right. dating the guy from Tinder, and apparently there's also some sexual misconduct allegations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's yeah, I do think it's personal as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the problem in business is, like you said, Match owns Tinder. Match is trying to buy Bumble, and they said, nah,
right.
we're good. So...
we don't need you.
So yeah, I think it's personal. They, Bumble also sent an email out saying something
yeah,
about.
I got it.
Did you get that? It says, "We swipe left on you."
Right. Yeah.
Oh, it's an email. Oh, sorry.
It's like a letter. It's an open letter or something like that.
Yeah, it says, "Dear Match Group, mm-hmm. we swipe left on you." And Match, by the way, owns almost everything. Their POF, Tinder, OkCupid.
Yeah, Match is like, we got it all.
Yeah, and they're down the street from us. Ironically,
are they in Irving or Dallas?
They're in Dallas. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Dallas is the capital of dating apps. Honestly.
Okay.
And then how are we still singles? What I know.
Who knows?
Because dating online sucks.
It does. So a lot of just kind of telling them no in this email. You know, we don't like what you're doing. We're not trying to copy you. Don't intimidate us. And it says that we strive every day to protect nearly 30 million users. 30 million users.
Yeah, I have to say, though, the reason I go back to Bumble when I do go back to Bumble is because, yes, I can match with a guy, and then I have, like, I can message first. And then it just, it makes me feel a little bit more, like, free and a little less... oogie because
that's a technical term.
It's a therapist term that yeah. we don't
yes,
know about.
Thank you.
Next podcast.
It makes me feel like I'm a little bit more in control, and I get to kind of like, if a guy doesn't respond, then you know, at least I tried, versus maybe getting those unrequired messages that I don't care for. Because sometimes I didn't match with you for a reason.
Yeah. I get on Bumble, but I only get on Bumble because Emma says that she's on Bumble. So I'm like, I'll get on Bumble too.
Follow the leader.
But yeah. I absolutely hate Yay. Bumble. I like it just because, you know, it's like, oh, I have the power. But when it gets down to like actually messaging the person, I just don't do it. Mm-hmm. And I'm just not that person. I don't know. I'm super traditional when it comes to dating.
Yes. And yeah. I am too. I'm very traditional. I like the guy to make the first move. But again, like Tinder and not all these other websites that allow the guy mm-hmm. to message first. Just sometimes I'm not attracted to you, and you're very aggressive, and then you get very defensive. And so I don't like dealing with that. Mm-hmm. Which brings me to my next question for you, Zorik, since you are the male here. Whenever a girl messages you on Bumble, like what are the messages that you find most attractive or appealing? Because a lot of times I'm just like, hey, how is your weekend? Hey,
what
how's your day
we
going?
What should we say when we're pursuing the guy? Because essentially we're pursuing him, right? Like
right.
we're the pursuer on Bumble.
We get to break the ice.
But I just never know what to say.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot to say. A lot to say, but the most common is, hey.
yeah, see, that's not going to get me a response back, though, right?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't.
Well, I just go, hey, how's it going? But it doesn't really get the, it kind of, you're stumbling through the first part of a conversation, just saying, hey, mm-hmm. I'd rather you ask something about my profile, or if it's.
But what if they don't have anything interesting in their profile?
Pictures. Hey, you know, where was this picture taken? Or
which I do that, and it still doesn't do anything.
Oh, okay.
So then that's where I'm like, is it me? Am I the one that we match? I thought we were. Mm-hmm. Is my message not cool enough for you? Mm-mm.
So there's something psychological about matches. Mm-hmm. It's about egos.
It is about egos,
right? And yeah. I think it's about collecting these matches sometimes. And I think sometimes it is you. Sometimes, most of the time, it's not you because it's just people are on these apps and not so serious. I believe the stats like 70% of the people on apps don't even meet up.
Right.
That's crazy. Oh, yeah. 70%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had very few dates from the websites that I've used or mm-hmm. apps. So
I've had zero. So I'm part of the 70%.
It's because you ghost everybody. It's like,
or she breadcrumbs them.
I breadcrumb them and I ghost them.
Oh,
I ghost on. I guess I ghost online too. Huh. Okay.
Hmm.
There's a pattern there.
Yeah, I think what you should. The moral of the story is say something topical. Okay. If their profile is crappy, if there's nothing that inspires you, nothing funny, then talk about music, because music is the number one thing mm-hmm. that everyone has in common.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about, I don't know.
So don't talk about politics, your first one.
Yeah, that's, I've had someone ask me about my affiliation. Uh-huh. It wasn't the first, it was like the second or third.
Oh, okay.
But that's very, very, very controversial.
Yeah. Yes, especially it is today. Right now.
Yeah. So we learned today that Bumble is fighting with Tinder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many different terms of new terms in dating, which one that Emma loves is cuffing.
Because it's British.
Would you like to cuff with me?
Y'all, so. Stop.
All right, everyone. Emma, do you have anything? Any final words? Any suggestions for our friends out there?
No, just be like me. Just continue pursuing. Even though you're going to fail, it's okay. Just keep going.
We all, mm-hmm. it. You know, it's part of it.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
ups
true.
And downs. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll make the person the guy I end up with like that much better. Who knows?
Yeah. On top of that, you figure out what you really like in somebody.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. That's so, true. Janan, anything?
Don't be like me and ghost people.
That's
I guess.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Don't be Janan.
Don't be me.
No.
Until I get a boyfriend, then you can ask me how I did it.
And then it'll be a different podcast about. All right.
And then, well, sorry, what about you?
Me, nothing new. Just check us out.
Yep.
Datepodcast.com. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at zorixia.com. Thanks for listening. We will see you next time.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.